All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Amna Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
To meet. So therefore he decided the only way
or perhaps best way, that I, a monkey, that I could meet Ravan would be if I create a major disturbance here. Then he will hear how there's one monkey creating some chaos, and so then Ravan will take an interest. Catch that monkey and bring him here, I want to see. So, Hanuman, we decided to do like that, and it worked. So we will read a little bit from this here. It is very, well, it is a little spectacular, actually. This is where, mainly at least, the part where different warriors are sent by Ravan to capture Hanuman. But unfortunately for them, at least, they fail. And Hanuman, he teaches them good lessons. It's a little gory in some places. Fasten your seatbelts. We hope it is not too shocking, too graphic. Okay. So after speaking to Sita, these are the last words that Sita says to Hanuman, at least in this version here. Sita then replied, "Oh Hanuman, I again urge you to see that my rescue is hastened. I do not know how much longer I shall be able to survive under these conditions. I will give you one more message for Ram. Remind him of the time he painted my cheeks with a red mineral to replace the decorations that had worn off." So Sita was there in the Ashok grove. Ashok trees. Very typical Indian tree, kind of narrow, tall tree. They say that if a beautiful young girl kicks, or touches at least, the root of an Ashok tree with her foot, it will immediately burst into flower. Yes, it's a very special tree. So Sita is absorbed in remembering Ram and their pastimes, loving pastimes together. And she wants to encourage, inspire Ram that you remember how we met together and what beautiful times we had together. Please remember and let that be an inspiration so you'll come and rescue me. And then again, we can be united. Thereafter, Hanuman started knocking down and uprooting Ashok trees. He stirred up the ponds and crushed the hilltops. Then, after practically destroying the entire garden, he made his stand at the entrance. There was a ceremonial sort of archway there at the entrance. He just stood in the middle. Upon hearing the frightening screams of the birds and animals, along with other sounds created by Hanuman's rampage, the Rakshasi guards awoke with a start. Seeing Hanuman's huge form standing at the garden entrance, their hearts filled with terror, the Rakshasis surrounded Sita and asked, "Who is this creature? What were you and he talking about?" While some of the Rakshasi, incidentally, is a female Rakshasa. Rakshasa is cannibal. So that female cowboys. They're not refined ladies. So some of them went to report the matter to Ravana. Reverently bowing to their king, the Rakshasis said, "A huge, powerful monkey has come here. After talking to Sita, he devastated the entire Ashok Grove, except for the small area where Sita stays." Ravana immediately became enraged and dispatched 80,000 fierce Rakshasas to go and capture Hanuman. When the army came before him, brandishing their weapons, Hanuman further expanded his form and began lashing his tail violently, making a sound so loud that it reverberated throughout Lanka. Hanuman then challenged, "I am a servant of Lord Ram. If I like, I can kill thousands of Ravanas." As Hanuman roared menacingly, the Rakshasas were struck with fear. Regardless, they began attacking him from all sides. Hanuman grabbed an iron bar lying at the gate, and while flying through the air, he slaughtered the whole Rakshasa army. The few survivors hurried back to Ravana to inform him of the massacre. Upon hearing the news, Ravana's eyes rolled with rage. He then ordered the extremely powerful son of Prahasta, named Jambumali, to go and fight Hanuman. This Jambumali, if I remember correctly, he was so attached to intoxication, liquor, that he asked for a benediction. "Let me lie, let my abode be in a lake of liquor. So I'll just drink, fall unconscious. Then I'll wake up, roll over, drink a little more, fall unconscious." I think he was the next person. Meanwhile, Hanuman began to destroy the immense temple of the Rakshasa's guardian deity located in the Ashok Grove. As he climbed up the building, which was as big as a large hill, Hanuman tore it to pieces with his claws. Amazing. Making crashing sounds that reverberated throughout Lanka. Hanuman then shouted, "May there be victory for Ram." What's that in Sanskrit? Something like Jai Shri Ram. That's the familiar cry of Hanuman. Jai Shri Ram. My name is Hanuman, and I will now destroy Lanka within the sight of the Rakshasas. Although the sound of Hanuman's voice struck terror into their hearts, the 100 guards of the sanctuary took up their weapons and surrounded him. Then Hanuman broke off one of the temple columns, one of the pillars there, and assuming a terrible form, he whirled the pillar around so violently that fire was generated as it struck the other pillars. Thus, as Hanuman destroy the gods with the blazing pillar. The entire temple became engulfed in flames. Again and again, Hanuman shouted. What did he shout?
Jai Shri Ram.
Like that, you think? It's like he's scared. He's a chicken. He's not. He's a monkey. So what was it?
Jai Shri Ram.
Okay. I couldn't hear the ladies there. That's right. Yes, that's what he was shouting. Jambu Mali then arrived on the scene, riding upon a chariot drawn by donkeys. Oh. Asyo. Donkey, right. So Jambumali the Raghavan is riding upon a chariot drawn by donkeys, while the twanging of his bow filled the entire sky with its awesome vibration. Without wasting time, Jambumali struck Hanuman in the mouth